Gimel Mishnah Yud. Shalosh Arotzos LaNesuin. There are three lands in Eretz Yisrael for Nesuin. Yehuda Ve'Evar HaYarden VaGalil. Yehuda, which is more towards the south of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'Evar Yarden, which is towards the east. On the east of the Yarden, VaGalil, which is more towards the north of Eretz Yisrael. We have these three lands also by Shemitah, by Shvius. But it's also by Nesuin. And the Shaila is by Nesuin. Can a man force his wife to live with him in a different place that she's not accustomed to living? And Lav Dafka Eretz Yisrael, Mefarshim point out, it's the same thing Chutz La'aretz too. Ein motzin mi'ir le'ir u'mikrach le'krach. If you're going to, in Eretz Yisrael, try to take a woman out of where she's living, let's say she lives in Yehuda, you can't take her out of Yehuda and say, now I want you to live in Eve Ayarden, or vice versa, or the Galil. So you can't go, ein motzin mi'ir le'ir, you can't force her to live and move out from one city to another city. U'mikrach le'krach. A krach is a very large city. A krach is a city that has a lot of marketplaces and many people around and tighter quarters, but things are more convenient. But nevertheless, even if she's used to living in a krach, in, for example, Eve Ayarden, you can't make her live in a krach in the Galil. Avo ba'os ha'aretz, but in that same area. So let's say if we focus on Yehuda, let's say she's living in Yehuda, motzien mi'ir le'ir mikrach le'krach. In that region, you can make her move to your city as long as it's also in Yehuda. So you can move her from a city in Yehuda to a different city in Yehuda, and you can move her from a krach, a large city in Yehuda, to a different large city in Yehuda. But even within Yehuda, or Eve Yarden, or Galil, or really anywhere, like we said, it can be in Chutz La'aretz too, of a lo mi'ir le'krach, you can't change her standard of living unless she agrees to it, obviously, because if she doesn't agree, you'd have to give her a get, but you can't make her move of a lo mi'ir le'krach, not from a city to a very large city, and the Rav points out, because in a very large city, it's hard to live sometimes, because everybody's living on top of each other and pushing each other, and the houses are right next to each other, and the Rav even uses a lashon, there's no air to breathe, there could be BLM riots in the street, vandalism. She doesn't want to live there. V'lo mikrach le'ir, and also, if she's used to living in such a city, she doesn't want to live in a smaller type of city. She likes living this way, so she doesn't want to give that up. And the Mishnah continues, V'lo minava ha'yafal le'nava ha'rab, but he can't make her, even within, let's say, Yehuda, from a krach in Yehuda to a krach in Yehuda, or an ear of Yehuda to another ear of Yehuda, you still can't make her move from one place where it's a nava yafa. Nava yafa, so the Rav says, it just means it's a place where food is purchased easily, and it's cheaper to buy food there. It's not as dochek. You can't make her then go from a place where it's cheap and easy to get food to a place where it's much harder. And the Rambam learns that it actually just means a nice house. You can't make her move from a nice house to a house that's not so nice. Even again, if it's the same type of city in the same region. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af loy minava ra l'nava yafa. Even vice versa. You can't even make her move from a place where it's not so cheap to buy food, or if you learn like the Rambam, it's a place where the house isn't as nice. L'nava yafa, you can't even upgrade that. Mipnei shanava hayafa boidek. Because if you're going to change the standard, let's focus on the food. If you're going to go to a place where now you're going to be able to eat, I guess, better quality foods, cheaper, whatever, it's bodek. Her body's not going to be used to it. It's going to be a big change, and it can cause sickness. The Gemara says, shinuves tchilas cholim. When a person changes their routine, that causes stomach sickness. And if you say like the Rambam, it's you take her to a more expensive city, she now has to be more worried and concerned about her standard of living and the way she has to dress and all that. And the Rav says, the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that you can't make her move. Even within the same region, you can't make her move if it's a different type of standard, whether it's for the mizonos or whether it's just standard of living as well.